thou shalt prosper, money comes to you via people. The second commandment of prosperity, extend the network of your connectedness to many people. Before I continue on why and how your relationships are probably the most important component in making money, let's look at the difference between rich and prosperous. Prosperous is not only a state where you have abundance of stuff, it is also a sense that you are growing, expanding, getting more from life than if you weren't prosperous, regardless of the money aspect. Stagnant, not growing, doesn't delight the soul. Some 35 years ago I heard a profound interview where the interviewee said that only when someone looks at the future and sees growth that they experience themselves rich, while stagnation fills the heart with fear, anxiety, and a whiff of death. When you just want to make money you are missing this important distinction. Here are two quotes. Leonardo DiCaprio once said, "Every next level of your life will demand a different you." Meaning, to get to the next level, who you are needs to grow. And T. Harv Eker famously said, "It is not the millions and millions that I have amassed that matter to me, it is who I needed to become to so that." So, prosperity is a combination of the assets and the person, growing in tandem, fulfilling the soul's demand to become all you can become. These 10 commandments are the soul's plan for you to become prosperous. All money will come to you via people. People will pay for the value you provide. Whether it is in the form of goods, services, time, entertainment, or knowledge. The more people you know and have a give and take relationship with, the more you build a strong foundation for making money and building wealth. Most people have one-sided relationships, they are either the giver or the receiver, so consequently they repel money, and the relationships are quite useless. There is always a hidden agenda instead of a relationship. You want something and that is the foundation of the relationship. Even if what you want is to feel good about yourself as a giver, it's a hidden agenda. You pretend to be good, but you are selfish and use other people for your own gratification. This commandment is really difficult for me. I am an empath, and I am an introvert and a loner. My main problem is having one-sided relationships. I am naturally a giver and have always gathered an army of takers around me. When I read this book and looked, I caught it, and I became conscious of what it's costing me. I started to remove the lopsidedness from most of my relationships, carefully, without removing the relationship. I naturally recreate the same scenario, so it hasn't easy to remain conscious, and I need to remain vigilant. The bottomless pit type of takers either had to start paying for what they wanted, or reciprocate. It was like pulling teeth, but it is possible to create some integrity even in those relationships. The hardest part for me was connected to my style. My style is a mixture of superiority and talking like an oracle. I say everything with the air of an oracle. It repels a lot of people. The complete truth is that in the moment of speaking, I am saying the highest truth, and the channeled truth expressed through the vocabulary that is available to me, filtered through the knowledge I already have. So what I say is never the whole truth, and it is never the last truth. Average truth value is 70%. The limited perspective of the human mind limits my truth value too. This knowledge about money and its spiritual laws is based on a book that has 10% truth value, so I add to its truth value because I am a business person, and because I muscle test everything before I put it to paper. Do you think this is the highest truth about money? The numbers don't say that, but it is the highest I can see from the limited perspective of the human mind. So I could add, to every sentence a little disclaimer, as far as I can see it. So, given that this attitude repels a lot of people, my chances to have a real nice network of connectedness has been near impossible. If I violate any commandments, this is the one I am weakest at. Some 15 years ago, a Kabbalistic astrologer told me that all good, all money, all I ever wanted, would come to me through people. When I heard that I sobbed for a week. I knew then that I was going to be poor for the rest of my life because I had so weak skills with people. But my favorite saying, it ain't necessarily so. Kicked in and I started to work right away on expanding my network of relationships then and there. Did I get better? A little bit. Enough to remove the horrible superiority / condescension from my style, but I still scare people. So start expanding your network of relationships as soon as you can, relationships that are based on give and take, mutual support. It is obeying a spiritual law. By the way, neediness is the biggest enemy of connectedness in a nice network. Being needy for anything, money, success, to be liked, to get attention is a natural repellent. When I look what is that is the most detrimental to the happiness and the good life of any individual, I find that eating is tops list. In a 2-hour impromptu workshop on Saturday at 2 p.m, I'll teach you and coach you on how to lift yourself from neediness. Some call it the elevator method. Learn the elevator method to lift yourself. Go to www.yourvibration.com/elevator/.